for Naked Scientists with Chris, Dave and Phil. Now, we ask you this week for our kitchen science, if you could get a magnifying glass, hold it up to the wall with a nice view of the window on the other hand and see what you see. John's on the phone. He's had a go at it in Colchester. Hi, John.
Hello, Chris. Well, I'm cheating. I'm a retired projectionist.
So what did you see? Because we're really tight for time, but tell us what did you see?
An inverted picture of the buses going past.
Righto, stay on the line. Let's find out if you're right. Let's go back to the school with Ben and Dave and see what happened.
Hello, thank you very much. Welcome back to St Mary's School in St Neots. We're going to find out now what really does happen when you hold a magnifying glass just about a foot away from a wall. OK, then, girls, so do you want to bring that magnifying glass up to the wall and we'll see what we can see?
The window's gone upside down. And you can see a picture on the wall.
What's the picture of?
It's like the field and children moving.
So you can see an image on the wall of what you could see when you look out the window. And what happens when you move the magnifying glass back and forward?
It gets more detail when you move it, like in the middle there.
And if you move it out, then it'll go blurry.
So what's happening, Dave?
Well, the easiest way to explain this is with another experiment I've got set up over here.
So what do we have over here, Dave?
Here I've got an even more simple setup. I've got a cardboard box with a piece of white paper in the back. And if you look at the front, I've made a hole in it.
How big's the hole?
It's just like a pen or pencil's been pushed in and then taken back out.
OK, so quite a small hole in there then, Dave.
Yeah, that's all we need. And then what I'd like Bronwyn to do is to put a head in the box and I'm going to cover you up with a curtain to make it really dark in there and then have a look at the piece of paper.
Well, while you're putting your head in the box, to give you something to look at, let's get one of your classmates to jump about by the window for you.
So what can you see in there, Gemma?
I can see a boy jumping, a boy's head, a window.
Which way up is the picture?
Upside down.
That's right. OK, do you want to come out?
Yes.
So when you were in there, you could see a moving picture of what was outside on the back of the box. And there wasn't even a piece of glass there. All there was making that picture was a little hole, wasn't there?
Yeah.
OK, we don't actually need a lens to make the picture, but the picture with the lens was a lot brighter and better, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
OK, so now we're going to try and work out why we get a picture in the box. Come over to the other side of the room quickly.
Dave's now taken us over to a table, which is directly under two fluorescent lights.
OK, so what happens normally if you put your finger in the way of a light?
Blocks the light from coming into the room.
And what do we call that?
Shadow.
OK, brilliant. So now, because we've got two lights here, if we put my finger here, how many shadows have we got from that?
Two.
Yeah, that's right. My finger is getting in the way of the light coming from two different lights. So you get a shadow where it's getting in the way of the first light and a shadow where it's getting in the way of the second light. So now instead of having a finger which is blocking the light, I'm going to have a gap between two bits of paper which should let it through. If you look under there, what can you see?
It's really just shaded in blocks on the table.
So now you're getting several light patches, one for each of the lights in the ceiling. This is because you're sort of getting an anti-shadow from each light projected onto the table. Yeah?
Yeah.
So now if you imagine instead of having a big slit, you have a hole, and you make the area under there really dark, anything bright on the roof will make a bright bit on the table. And so if you have a multicoloured roof, you'll get a multicoloured pattern on the table, which is an image, which is how you can make a picture with the box. The problem is if you make a really big hole, that picture gets really fuzzy. And so what a lens does is it takes all the light from one place on the ceiling and takes it to one place on the table. So you can get a much brighter picture with a much bigger hole without making it go fuzzy.
So, Dave, why does the image come out upside down?
Well, if you imagine the hole, and if you've got something up high, the lights from it will come through the hole and end up low down, and so you have an anti-shadow low down. And if you imagine something low down outside, it will come up, light will come up through the hole, end up high up in the image, so you have an anti-shadow at the top of the image. So the whole picture is going to end up upside down.
Because light travels in a straight line.
That's it, yes.
So I hope that you found the same thing happening at home with your magnifying glass producing a perfect, if upside down, image on your wall. So now, from St Mary's School in St Neots, from Dave Ansell, from Bronwyn and from Gemma, I'd like to say goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.
Thank you very much to Ben and to Dave. And John, looks like you got it right. So well done. Copy of Naked Science is on its way to you. Thank you for joining in on the Naked Scientists.
Okay, thanks.
It's been great having you on the show. Thank you.